Sweden to grant Afghan women asylum for simply being Afghan women. By Chris Tomlinson on December 9, 2022. The Swedish Migration Agency has stopped all deportations of women to Afghanistan and is now considering being a woman from Afghanistan as a sufficient reason to approve any asylum claim. In a statement this week, the Swedish Migration Agency noted that the ongoing rule of the Taliban has been detrimental to women's rights in Afghanistan and stated that women who returned to the country from Sweden faced increased risks of discrimination. Women's and girls' freedom of movement and other rights have been significantly restricted in Afghanistan, with further deterioration recently. Today, we see a significant impact on their ability to support themselves, access care and education, and seek protection from violence, Carl Bexelius, legal director at the Migration Agency, stated. We believe that the situation of women in Afghanistan means that their basic human rights are violated, to the point that it is to be considered persecution. Afghan women should thus, regardless of other circumstances, be assessed as refugees and granted a residence permit, Bexelius added. Bexelius also stated that Afghan women who have had asylum claims rejected in Sweden in the past should reapply, saying, "If you have received a rejection decision from the Migration Agency, then I think you should contact the Migration Agency and request a new examination." The millions of Afghan women who would be eligible for asylum in Sweden under this policy would likely be able to bring many of their male relatives with them through chain migration, aka family reunion, making its scope even greater than it would first appear. Moreover, those who served as representatives of the former government, human rights activists, and journalists from Afghanistan will also now be eligible for automatic asylum approval. Earlier this year, the populist Sweden Democrats, SD, called for the deportation of Afghan migrants along with migrants from other countries like Somalia and Syria after highlighting the high rate of unemployment, low levels of integration into Swedish society, and high levels of crime. The party proposed a policy of re-migration to send migrants back to their countries, stating, "Remigration is not a miracle solution, but the failures of recent decades show that it must be an option, a solution for all those who live in long-term exclusion." Following this year's Swedish national election, the SD also signed the Tidö Agreement, which promises to reduce immigration levels under the centre-right government of Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson. But whether or not this will actually happen remains an open question, with policies like the new Afghan asylum guidance casting the pledge into serious doubt. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.